bring up anything. If you dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about in the news tonight, including a... So I guess the hate crimes bill went through. Mark, did you hear about that?
No, I didn't. I heard rumblings about it, but I've been hearing rumblings about the hate crime bill for years, and right. I guess I just didn't take it very seriously.
Now the government is going
and
to be...
Because I wasn't paying attention, they slipped it through.
The government is going to be to essentially be discriminating against people who, I guess, can't be hated. Because essentially the hate crimes legislation, as I understand it, it basically increases penalties for people who are engaging in so-called hate crimes, meaning they commit an act of violence against somebody, and if they have some sort of bigotry or bias against that person because of, for instance, the color of their skin
that they belong to,
or, you know, their sexual preference.
I wonder about rich people. Is it okay to rob somebody because they appear to be rich to you?
It's a good question.
I really don't like rich people. I'm going to rob this guy.
Let's go to the Huffington Post for the story. Obama signed major civil rights legislation on Wednesday, making it a federal hate crime to assault people based on sexual orientation, gender, and gender identity. Now, before I go on, so I guess it's just sexual orientation, gender, and gender identity. Now, I don't know if there already are federal hate crimes for people that are, you know, black or white or Asian or something like that. That's a good question, and maybe if you know, you can answer that for me. Have they already passed hate crime legislation?
So isn't every rape, then, a hate crime? Because, you know, I have my proclivities when it comes to the area of sex, and I would assume that the sexual assaulters have the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they are assaulting the person they are assaulting based on their gender, are they not?
Sure, yeah, exactly.
So every sex crime then, I mean, even whether it's a person they put their hands on or just show their parts to or whatever, that person essentially is being shown the parts or assaulted based on their gender, right?
Sounds like it.
Congratulations, America. We've just bumped up, you know, sex crime punishments. Big deal.
And it seems to me here that that's... What business is it of the federal government to get involved in local crime? I mean, you're talking about an assault happening on a local jurisdiction, if you believe in those, you know, silly lines in the sand. Is that for federal government's purview? Apparently so.
Do you want me to answer as the federal government? Because I'll be happy to. The federal government it's our job to make sure that people aren't discriminated against. I mean, these are people's civil rights to not be discriminated against. So,
but now they are
so that they can't be discriminated.
But do you see they are discriminating against the people who are not included in this legislation?
Well, they were
so if I just assault you and I don't say you're fag as I beat you. Because maybe I think you're gay or whatever, right? Because does it matter if you are actually gay as well? Is that a factor here? Like, what if I think that you're gay because of the way you're wearing that turtleneck sweater tonight? What if I think that you're gay and I go
before.
And I, you know, obviously I can't probably beat you in a physical contest, but if I do some, you know, pull out some kind of weapon and you know, slash you with it and call you a fag at the same time, would that be a hate crime?
It wouldn't be very nice.
No. What do you think? Do you think they would categorize that as a hate crime?
Yes, I do.
But you're not actually gay.
So you're assaulting me because you believed I was gay.
So they are discriminating against you. If you were to have been assaulted twice, by once by a guy who called you a fag, and the other by a guy who just didn't say anything, he didn't know anything about his belief system, then you'd be discriminating against, or what you would be discriminated against in the case of the guy who didn't believe anything about you when he struck you, as opposed to the guy that thought you were gay. Because the punishment would be likely less for the guy who didn't hate you for your sexual orientation. Is that making sense?
It certainly draws a distinction, but I think that, I don't think that we have a rising problem of crime against gays or you know, gender benders or whatever terms one wants to use. I may be wrong, but I don't think that that's what's going on. So in order, you know, so setting up this this charge is too little too late. This should have been done decades ago if somebody was going to do it. And now you've got, by and large, this generation coming isn't about hating people who, you know, because of their gender preference. It's the government, you know, they're just so silly.
The story says that the new measure expands the scope of a 1968 law that applies to people attacked because of their race, religion, or national origin. So apparently there already are hate crimes. It's news to me, and it just shows you what I know about the federal government, all their damn laws. How are you supposed to know these things? 800-259-9231. It would seem to me that an assault should be an assault, regardless of the reasoning that it is carried out.
And the other thing that I would point out here is that, you know, I can call somebody a fag, and it wouldn't be that I'm necessarily dislike them or dislike, you know, just dislike gay people or something like that. It's just a disparaging term.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I've heard gay people say, oh, that's gay. They're referring to something that they don't consider to be cool or something. I don't know what even the terminology means exactly, but they don't like it. So, these terms don't necessarily indicate somebody who might hate somebody because of their sexual orientation or their race or something like that. I mean, I've heard people use the N-word as an expletive talking about, you know, just normal, you know, just the things, not people, just things. Mm-hmm. So I think that one can use these terms and not be a bigot and not be somebody who's committing a hate crime. And I think that that's, you know, getting the government in the business of, especially the federal government in the business of deciding what's in the mind of an assaulter, which is a local crime, I just don't think it makes much sense. It really, all this is intended is so that the government can insert itself into high-profile cases, the federal government can insert itself into high-profile cases, mm-hmm. and politicians on the federal level can grandstand over and get press for high-profile cases that would otherwise just be press for the local bureaucrats.
Indeed, the story says that the U.S. Justice Department will have expanded authority to prosecute such crimes when local authorities don't. So does that mean that if a local government doesn't prosecute on an assault or a so-called hate crime, that the federal government will step in? If they don't prosecute at all,
they'd just bring the upgrade package. Is what my guess would be.
They would just come in anyway. Is what you're saying?
Well, that if there was the assault, you know, obviously the assault's getting news or whatever, mm-hmm. and then you know it becomes clear inside the news
that there was
a hate crime of some sort. Then the federal government bureaucrats that want to get some press, they'll charge in with their hate crimes and slap that on top of it, mm-hmm. which is very confusing because now you've got an inmate who's going to a person who's going to go to prison or jail or whatever under the state codes, and then they're going to have additional federal codes on top of that. What's really the point in moving them around and all this other stuff?
And what about the rest of the people it could be hated on? Like you mentioned, Mark, the rich people. I mean, according to the story here, this is only going to apply to sexual orientation, gender identity, which is adding into an old law from 1968 that includes people, race, religion, and national origin. What about people with blonde hair? What if I hate people with blonde hair, or I hate people with more than $50,000 a year? Or what if I hate people that make less than $13,000 a year? I mean, apparently apparently some hate is more equal than others.
You know, sometimes I get kind of irked when I see a Jeep rider, you know, people that drive Jeeps, and they have like it's a Jeep thing on the back of their Jeep.
You hate them,
and then I don't know about hate, but I'm irked by them. When you're talking, you know, they'll also have the if you can read this Jeep is upside down. You know, people that have Jeeps, it seems to me, you know, have a certain level of hubris about their vehicle. And you know,
you're going to get an email tonight.
It's fine. Oh, I'm going to get a bunch of them. It's fine with me if you have hubris, say, about 76 Eldorados, because those are cool cars, or perhaps a convertible Lincoln or something like that. But if you have a Jeep, you're just a dork as far as I'm concerned. So what about people that get beaten up, however justifiably, because they're Jeep owners?
All good questions. Let's go to Leslie in Hawaii. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Leslie.
Good afternoon.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I am black and I am gay. I'm 54. Okay?
Does that mean if I assault
double trouble,
can I be double charged with a hate crime? Yes, go ahead.
Can I finish, please?
Yes.
Okay. I remember growing up seeing black people killed just because they were black and you wanted to vote. I don't know how old you all are. Okay? I think it's very ill of you to be make this such a trivial issue. People are still being killed today because they're a race and their sexual orientation.
I'm not saying that's
and
a
maybe,
good thing, sir.
Or excuse me, can I finish, please?
You can, but I'm going to put you on
and
hold and we'll bring you back.
We're
going to put you on hold and we'll bring you back, and then you can finish. 800-259-9231. More with Leslie if he hangs on. And I'm not saying that I think it's okay to attack people. I'm just saying that why can't one attack be equal to another attack? Why are some people who are attacked more special than other people who are attacked because of their gender or their skin color or hair color or whatever? More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/Carhartt. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL,
you are paying way too much.
It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider.
DSL Extreme is fast.
And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Some restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video...
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, include our Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com. Now, do you hate to make those extra trips back to the car and inside to carry in the grocery bags? Well, for the last few months at my house, we've been using the Totesack, and I plan on using it until, well, forever because these things are virtually indestructible. They're a handle made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States, and it's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. Go to totasac.com, that's TOTASAK.com, and get yourself a family pack today. That's Totasac. They carry more than you can, a lot more. Totasac.com. And now, we started the show out, and Sam, just to bring you up to speed, you're joining us for the remainder of the program here tonight, started the show out talking about this hate crimes legislation that has passed. And it's an addition to a 1968 law at the federal level that applies to people that are attacked, you know, assaulted because of their race, religion, or national origin. They've now expanded that to include sexual orientation, gender, and gender identity. And I'm pointing out here that this is not fair. It creates two classes of assault. One, if you know that the person who's assaulting you in some way hates you because of your gender, race, etc., etc., and one because if you're just assaulted because you're assaulted. And so it essentially is discriminating against the victims of assault who are not necessarily being hated for some sort of alternative reason beyond the fact that, you know, you've got something I want or I'm angry at you or whatever.
Right, and let's also point out that what was the gentleman's name they called?
Leslie, who hung up, by the way.
Right. Poor Leslie. Leslie's
he was very upset.
Yeah, he's misinterpreting what we're saying here. We don't want anybody attacked, Leslie. We want people to not attack each other. However, what this law does is it really just allows politicians to grandstand. Do you really think that the vast majority of people that get attacked because of their race and now gender, ethnicity, gender, you know, whatever it is, whether they're gay or whether they're, you know, transitioning or whatever it is, do you really think that those people are in fact getting this hate crimes, the benefit of this hate crimes bill? I don't think they are. The fact is that you see people getting attacked for their race, and they don't use this law because it's a federal law, and it's only going to be used by the feddies when they feel like using it.
Yeah, and it puts the government in the place of really going after people for thought crimes. And who's to say what somebody's frame of mind was when they went in and did some, you know, one of these acts?
For me, if you're going to hurt me or hurt somebody that I care about, it's really not that big of an issue whether or not you hate the person that you're hurting for the color of their skin or their religious beliefs or whatever it might be that you hate them for. It just doesn't make sense to me. It's creating two classes of crime for what is essentially assault. Assault is assault.
It's despicable to commit assault because you don't like somebody for their race or because of their gender orientation or whatever it is. But it's also despicable to assault somebody because you want their money.
Yeah.
Or because you're mad at them over some poker game or
Absolutely.
Whatever reason. All of these reasons are despicable.
Let's go to your calls and talk to Craig. And if Leslie wants to call back and discuss this, I'd love to have him because we invited him to hang on. Craig is with us in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Craig.
Hello, gentlemen. That goes back to equal administration of justice, doesn't it? I mean, aren't we everybody supposed to have a equal administration? I mean, equal justice?
No, apparently not. I mean, it would make sense, but apparently some justice is more equal than others, or some, some crimes are more important than others as far as, the motivation is now apparently more important.
I just wonder because I was having a problem myself, and I don't like to talk about myself all the time. But here again, I've got a problem as far as the redress of grievances, getting anybody to hear or to listen. And I mailed a certified letter today at the post office to the Attorney General of Kentucky, Jack Conway.
Okay.
Before I left the post office, the lady that was behind the counter, I gave the certified letter to, and I asked her if everything was in order, but she failed to tell me that it wasn't sealed. So I left her with a certified letter that had four pages of grievances to the Attorney General of the state of Kentucky. Now everybody in eastern Kentucky knows basically what my grievances were. So, and it wasn't an accident. I should have known to seal that letter, but it happened.
So wait, I'm a little confused. What happened? The letter wasn't sealed, and so that resulted in what exactly?
And that resulted in the grievances, the four pages of grievances being read before the Attorney General got sealed.
How do you know that?
I know that.
What evidence do you have of that?
As far as hard evidence, I don't have any hard evidence, but I know that I left there with that certified letter not being sealed that somebody peeked in that letter.
What does it matter?
It doesn't matter, but that goes back to the equal administration of justice. See, this is an ongoing dispute.
What justice are you referring to? I mean, you're just talking about a letter that you sent in to some bureaucrat. I don't understand how that ties into justice at all.
Well, it may not tie into justice as far as justice, but it does. That's the only way you can get anything done. That's the only.
What are you trying to accomplish?
I'm trying to accomplish. My mother and my grandmother were being harassed by a large corporation here, and I'm and some private individuals that are connected with that corporation, and some state officials that are connected with that corporation, and I'm trying to get it to stop before somebody gets killed.
Now, what is this corporation doing that is so harassing?
My house has been shot into.
And why would you believe this is a corporation?
I didn't see anybody shoot into it, but they did. But their vehicles did drive by my grandmother.
That's pretty serious. Who are we? Who are you alleging is shooting at your home?
The corporation. I don't know if I should mention it, but it's IPG.
Oh, go ahead. It's just a radio show. We don't know who you are. We'll just say allegedly. Just say allegedly.
Well, they are allegedly causing me all kinds of problems.
Who is they?
What other kind of problems?
Oh, no. Allegedly, who are we talking about here? Is it Walmart? I mean,
no,
who's
sir.
Shooting at you?
No, it's a large coal company, ICG Coal Company.
Coal company. Okay.
Yes.
And why are they targeting you and your? Why are they targeting you and your family in your speculation?
This is just speculation.
Sure it is.
I think they have a problem. They have a problem with me as far as
do they know who you are.
Pardon me.
Do they know you?
Evidently they do. They
okay.
this is ongoing.
And why do you think they're targeting you?
I'd rather not say.
Okay, well then I guess our conversation's over. Good luck out there, and thank you. 800-259-9231.
I hope he doesn't get shot at. I can do any more.
I hope not, too, if what he's saying is actually the case, and he has any evidence at all that it's the coal company that...
It's a radio show, right? Like, it's
right.
Hard to prove these things.
But if you were going to shoot at somebody's home or family or relatives, would you drive to the location of the shooting in your corporate vehicle?
Well, he didn't say that he saw the person, the people that shot. He only
he's speculating.
Right, like that they'd driven by his grandmother's house at some point.
Right, but I mean, how would you come to the conclusion otherwise that it was that corporation? Just pure speculation.
Sounds like he has the piles of evidence.
Sounds a little paranoid. 800-259-9231. You are invited to bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's orderchews.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless. odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. Alkazone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit alkazone.com. That's alkazone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call Alkazone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And by the way, those features do include the bulletin board system with over 490,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Series issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy inside of your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. That's startpage.com.
Now, on this program, I talk fairly often about my beliefs as a voluntarist, as somebody who thinks that the things that are being done today in the name of government or by the people calling themselves government are essentially people forcing their way on others. Now, maybe their goals are admirable, you know, feeding the hungry, for instance, and helping the poor, helping sick children get better. I understand all of those goals, and I support many of those goals. But I'd like to be able to support them on a voluntary basis rather than be coerced into funding them, which is really the only tool that government seems to have at its disposal, is it decides what it, you know, they decide what they're going to do, and then they decide to threaten you if you don't want to go along with their particular plan. And I consider that voluntarism. That's the term I use. I used to call myself a libertarian. But we talk about these ideas fairly frequently on this program. And I got an email follow-up from somebody who just made a comment that was a little disturbing to me. I wanted to share it. He says, hey, FTL crew, I listened to the email being read. We've read one of his emails in the past. And he said, I must tell you, I have abandoned my desire to work toward voluntarism. I really started to listen to Stefan Molyneux quite a bit and realized that freedom is just an abstraction that I have no right to whatsoever.
Interesting.
Now, I haven't listened to Stefan Molyneux in a while, but I do like Stefan Molyneux. I like him on a personal level. Sam, you had him and I and Mark Stevens on a panel discussion at this year's Liberty Forum, and it was very, very good. It was about achieving a voluntary society and getting from where we are today and to a voluntary society. And so I'm wondering from those of our listeners out there that are regular Stefan Molyneux listeners, what's he suggesting out there? Is he suggesting that people just put aside?
Oh, I don't think that it doesn't sound to me like this guy's getting what Stefan Molyneux is pitching.
Right. Obviously,
he might be getting something else.
Right. Obviously, this is hearsay, and this is what he's saying that Stefan Molyneux is saying. But since I don't have the time right now to go and pore over the oodles and oodles of videos and audio that Stefan puts out, I mean, the guy just churns out content.
Yes.
Week after week. I'm just wondering, is this guy misinterpreting? Is Stefan out there saying...
You say the same thing. I mean, what's a right? Does this guy have a right to freedom?
No. He says that he's given up on his desire to work toward voluntarism.
Because?
Well, he believes he has no right to freedom. He goes on to say...
Does he have a right to freedom, Ian?
I don't know if I believe in rights, but I like the idea.
Then he doesn't have a right to freedom.
But I like the idea. That doesn't mean that I don't think
he's as good as the cow that I just ate for lunch.
I don't think that does. Just because I don't necessarily believe in that rights exist, I don't think there is any sort of tangible thing that you can point to.
You believe in right and wrong?
I believe that, yes.
Rights exist.
Well, no, they don't really exist. They're just concepts, and that's okay.
You said you believed in right and wrong. That means they exist, right?
You're right, Mark. What I'm trying to say here is that that essentially rights are a good idea, and they don't really exist in practice because the government people and other people won't respect them. You know, they talk a good game about rights, but if rights aren't respected, then you don't really have them. I think rights could exist if everybody agreed to the idea of rights and respected other people's, the concept of rights. I don't see that happening.
Maybe he's getting confused with the concept that just because you're working towards a voluntary society, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're out preaching that everybody has a right to freedom. For me, working towards a voluntary society is about going out, talking to my neighbors and saying, look, it's not right for me to go to my neighbors and demand that they do something under a threat of a force, or, you know, if they don't want to pay for it, I'm going to drag them out of their house and put them in a cage somewhere.
I agree with this guy. I think that he has no rights. He's as good as my servant. He should over to my house and do my yard work.
Do you think he should give up on the whole freedom thing? I mean, that's what he's saying.
Yes, come over to my house and do my yard work for no money at all.
He says, I do prefer freedom over slavery, but I don't hold on very dearly to that preference, as I have learned that the more I desire that preference, the more I lose quality in my personal life. Meaning, the more he desires freedom, or presumably works toward it,
I've had this experience.
The more he loses quality.
Haven't you? I mean, don't you think that if you didn't desire freedom and liberty so much for the world and for yourself, that your relationship with your mother would be better?
I'm not unhappy right now. I guess I could see what he would be saying, like, you know, if you did a whole bunch of civil disobedience, you'd end up in a jail cell for likely a very, very long time, and that could hurt the quality of your life.
Well,
I could see that.
If I was a strong, firm stand for freedom all the time, and that's all I talk to my wife about, I can tell you that it would strain our relationship thoroughly.
Right. I understand that. But he says, and to lose quality in my personal life over something that I have no right to in the first place is to me silly, not to mention that philosophically speaking, there are some serious conundrums that libertarians face with the non-aggression and property rights principles that are touted. He doesn't get into that. He says that's a whole other email. And then he says, hey, either way, you guys had a great deal of influence on me coming to understand the we/I difference. I know it sounds kind of stupid, but in the end, we're really neither we nor I. We just are. And the more we believe that we are, either we or I'm lost at this point.
It sounds like he's been listening to what's the name of that legal herb that you were talking about smoking?
No idea.
Oh, well, there's some herb that you buy off eBay that's
salvia.
It sounds like he was listening to your salvia shows to me.
No, I have no idea what he's talking about.
The guy's high, dude. I mean, like, he's really, really high.
No, it sounds like he's somebody who has come across this message of liberty and maybe probably gone out and done some things to sort of spread this message and run into some resistance and realized, wow, this could be a really long struggle.
It's not an easy road.
Yeah, and this is somebody that has decided, you know what, it's easier. I don't want the red pill. I want to just stick my head back in the sand and, make all this go away so that, I can go back living as a slave because I was happier then not knowing that I was a slave.
That's a great analogy. He's a cipher, right? I mean, they're from the Matrix, cipher, who gets himself placed back into the Matrix because, well, you know, reality just wasn't as tasty. Yeah. Reality just wasn't as nice for him and what was important to him. And that's fine. You know, if that's what you want for your life, then you can have it. If what you want is the life of obedience, then you can have it. And all of us are obedient to some extent.
I don't think you can do it, though.
What?
I don't think it can be done.
What?
I think you can plug back in.
You don't think you can plug back in?
I don't think you can.
Well, you can shut up and you can go along to get along.
You
probably can't unlearn the ideas if that's what he's saying he's doing. He's done. He doesn't want to.
Good luck. Just because he desires to do it doesn't mean that he'll be successful. Understand? There's a difference between desiring and being successful.
I don't see how hard it is to stop talking to people about freedom. He's decided that it's damaging his personal life and that he wants. Other things are more important to him, Mark.
There are many important things. Good luck with it.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. If that's what you want for yourself, then by all means, there's a whole life of slavery out there that you can take part in, and that's what most people do. That's what 99.9%
of people do. But you knew it was slavery. You didn't know it was slavery before, and then when you plug back in, you will know it, and I don't think you can unknow it.
You can't unknow it, but you can shut the F up and just go along to get along and plug back into the
system.
It's
hard to be a slave once you know that you are a slave.
No, he'll do it anyway, apparently. 800-259-9231. I wish I was as optimistic about it as you, Mark, but it seems like this guy wants to go back in, so by all means,
he should do what he wishes.
Right. It seems to me that achieving a voluntary society is possible. Once you get together with other people, it lowers the risks. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different, because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
If you always thought an emu was a large, flightless Australian bird not much good for anything, you'd be, well, very wrong. Introducing ValleyViewEmus.com. Valley View Emus is a small, woman-owned family farm in Fenimore, Wisconsin, operated by Betty Lou Kaufman. Betty Lou assures you life gets better when you reap the health and wellness benefits of her high-quality emu products. A full line of the highest quality emu oils, lotions, craft products, pet care, and emu meats. The health benefits of emu oil alone will amaze you. Learn more about the complete line of emu products at valleyviewemus.com. And when you're ready, go right to the online shopping cart to place your order. Valley View Emus offers a 30-day money-back guarantee on all sales. Visit valleyviewemus.com. That's Valley, V-I-E-W-E-M-U-S.com. Or call Betty Lou toll-free at 877-436-8537. Valley View Emus, where farm to fresh means quality and care.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Once again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. Get the stuff that you need and the stuff that you want, and we'll get a cut. amazon.freetalklive.com. According to the Associated Press at ABC News, a 1970s-era Texas law that allows parents to show harmful material to their children has come under fire after a prosecutor has said he couldn't file charges against a man accused of forcing his 8- and 9-year-old daughters to watch hardcore online pornography. Randall County District Attorney James Farron has asked the Texas Attorney General's office to review his decision not to pursue charges in the case, which has prompted at least one lawmaker to vow to change the state's public indecency law. Farron said, "Our hands are tied. It's not our fault. I have to follow the law." The mother of the victims in this case was less than happy with this decision, which I understand. We were less than happy with the statute. The law, so they really, really, really wanted to charge this guy, but they claim they cannot do so. The law apparently was meant to protect the privacy of parents who wanted to teach children about sex education, but it states clearly that parents can't be prosecuted for showing harmful material to their children. Farron said police reported the incident to his office after one of the girls told a counselor in June that her father made them watch adults having group sex and various other acts at his home in Amarillo.
Adults, in real life or on the...
It says computer. Earlier that it's online pornography, but there it makes it sound like it's in real life.
Yes, in the home.
The parents of the girls and their 7-year-old sister are divorced and share custody. And, of course, the girl's mom is pretty upset about this. She wants the husband or the ex-husband to be jailed. She says she was stunned to hear from prosecutors that police said that nothing, and when they said that nothing could be done, she said, "Are you kidding me? There's no way. This can't be right." And I'm just wondering, what do you guys think about this?
It sounds like two parents who are bitterly angry at one another, and they're using their children as a vehicle to get back at each other. And, you know, it's sad. This is an unintended consequence of government marriage and the whole divorce process, which is, we've heard the stories. People call in. Those are a nightmare.
Well, I wouldn't disagree with what Sam says there. However, I think that even in a world where, you know, the government didn't issue marriage licenses, you would still have some ugly breakups.
Certainly.
And people may very well, you know, there's somebody out there that thinks it's a good idea to show hardcore porn to 9 and 10-year-old girls?
8 and 9.
8 and 9-year-old little girls. And I have to disagree. I think that that's, a bad behavior. Do I want to jail the guy over it? I don't think that's the right thing to do. However, I'm having, like, who's the victim and what are the results going to be in life? They're going to, you know, the little girls, are their minds warped because they're seeing porn too early? I don't know.
I don't see what the problem is with this.
You wouldn't.
No, I don't see what the problem is with this, because I think that repressing people sexually only comes out in really negative ways.
One of those negative ways is, in fact, porn, okay? Like, that is one of the repressions. I think that porn would be entirely different in a world where sex wasn't repressed.
I think you're right about that.
The whole way that women are treated in porn is, to me, sometimes, when I say the whole way, I guess I'm not speaking about some types of porn.
Okay.
You know, you'll see some guys like strangling women while they're doing whatever they're doing,
right.
And there'll be the slapping going on and all kinds of things that I just degradations that I think wouldn't necessarily exist in a world where people didn't have all the hang-ups about sex that they do.
I think that's an appropriate observation. That's true. But I think that there are also, for instance, there are porn that is directed by women that are much more sensitive to, you know, the needs of a woman, if you will, that are not as misogynistic.
It's out there, but it is a niche market segment.
Well, obviously, we don't know exactly what this man was showing to his daughters.
And if, quite honestly, I don't hear anything from this guy in this particular article. So defending his position on showing porn to little girls, but I gotta say that you can't get me on this guy's side. I don't know what I think is an appropriate punishment or anything like that, but I'm not on this guy's side.
Mark, how would you feel about two parents that thought it was okay to have sex in front of their children?
I think that I think that parents have probably been having sex in front of kids since parents have had kids. You know, when the vast majority of human history, people have lived in single room structures.
Right.
So kids have probably seen parents having sex. And so, you know, like, in front of is really the operative term. Do I think it's a good idea to sit the kids down and do it there right in front of them like they do on The Meaning of Life and Monty Python? I think that's awfully, awfully weird. But
some people might think that's appropriate. Some
I think it's
might
wrong.
Think but that's your business.
It is.
You can decide to educate your kids how you want. It's none of your damn business how other parents decide to educate their kids, right?
It's not. I mean, I think they're wrong.
Okay. And I think that it's their business and it's none of my damn business. So I'm not going to make a judgment call on that.
I'm going to make a judgment call.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. I want to hear from you. How do you feel about this? Should this man, whoever he is, because the Associated Press doesn't publish the names of parents if it could identify children who might have been abused. However, they did publish the name of the ex-wife, so you could probably figure out who this guy is. How do you feel about this? What should happen to him? Should his children be taken from him? Should he be left alone? But how do you deal with the mother and you know, her rights to raise her kids?
I wouldn't feel very badly at all if this guy never got to see his little girl again. It really wouldn't bother me. To me, that sounds like the closest thing to appropriate punishment. I'm not prepared to saddle the people of Texas with is that right, Texas?
Texas.
With incarcerating this guy, because I don't think that he's that level of pervert. But it seems to me his judgment is so remarkably bad. If this occurred in the way that I'm understanding it to occur, and I'm not on the jury and I don't get to hear everything. But if that's the case, then I wouldn't feel bad if his rights to for visitation were severely limited.
Wow. So, I mean, do you realize, Mark, that there are people out there who feel that your views about government, and we're not even talking Ian here yet, but your views about government and the way society should run are just radical?
Yes.
and that, you know, that maybe bringing up a child in that environment is unacceptable to
yes.
them, and
mm-hmm.
they would say that, you know what, Jack should be taken away from
they
you,
should.
And you should never
yep,
be able
say.
To see him again.
Yep, that's what they'll say.
But yet here you are wishing the same thing on somebody else because it clashes with your belief system.
Why can't you just leave people alone, Mark?
I think you have to have a certain level of... Why? Okay, Ian, so if... This guy can, convince his daughters, both of the daughters, 9 and 8 there?
Yeah.
That it's a good idea for parents and their daughters, you know, fathers and their daughters to copulate and do all kinds of sexual acts together, and they do it consensually. You have a problem with his visitation rights being taken away?
I think that the question of divorce is a tricky one because the government is inherently involved in that, and I don't think the government should be involved in it. I think the people should be getting they should be getting married under private agreements, which could specify, you know, who is in charge, and if an arbitrator decided to take, if in a free world, the more free world, an arbitrator had the power to make that decision because of the consent of the two adults involved, I think that'd be fine. Let's go ahead and bring it to the question of what if mom and dad are still together and they both want to engage in sexual things with their children. Would you like to know how I feel about that?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think it's their business and it's none of mine.
God.
Leave yeah. people alone, Mark. If you want freedom, you have to allow other people to be free. Don't you understand that?
I do understand.
Okay, well, why don't you apply it?
Because there are points where, it's just too much.
I have to hurt people.
It is.
I have to enforce my way on everyone else.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
I'm talking about saving people from a life of being pretty messed up, and that sounds
Wait
like,
a minute,
whoa,
but
whoa,
it's,
whoa.
That's
you
your viewpoint.
That.
Yeah, it is.
Are you saying you can't find people that have engaged in and incestual activities like that, or that are not messed up?
I don't know any, but it sounds.
What about women who have been
up.
Who have been raped? Some of them choose to, have that be an event that destroys their lives, and others have chosen for that to be a very empowering moment, and they go out and speak out about it. And help other people through their own suffering.
Yeah, well, sure, and if you will find that I just watched a TED video. Are you familiar with this?
Oh yeah,
TED.org, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to see some really great videos out there in Radio Land, go watch these. However, I just recently saw one where they polled lottery winners and paraplegics 1 year after the event.
Yep.
And both of them scored equally as happy about the event that occurred. And so therefore paraplegia, which I think we can all agree is a very bad thing, paraplegics are just as happy about their paraplegia as lottery winners are of that. So the human mind has an incredible ability to rewrite history.
More on incest coming up here in moments. Hour number 2 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.